This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tonight's halacha shir, the title is It Ever Permitted to Lie? A very intriguing title and an interesting topic. We know there is a tremendous value of MS, of telling the truth in Yiddishkeit. There's a certain primacy about it. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, there's so many makoros to prove this. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Ches, tells us that the world stands on three things. So it's one of the three pillars upon which the world stands. More than that, the Gemara in Shabbos, Nun Hei Amud Aleph, tells us the very signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that of MS. The Pele Yoetz, in his entry on Sheker, makes a fascinating observation. He says that we can see how important MS is when the Torah tells us to keep away from any falsehood, midvash sheker tirchok. It doesn't just say, loisa shaker, don't lie. It says, just keep a million miles away from it, midvash sheker tirchok. If you look in the third box on paragraph two, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com and I'll happily send you the email, the handout. Someone who has the tendency to speak untruths, aside from the fact that he's over this, his punishment is great. Says the Pele Yoetz, it doesn't say anything in other averas. It doesn't tell me. It doesn't say, don't do this. It just says it. Don't do it. But here it says midva sheketirchok, keep well away from it. And yet, of course, in this week's parsha, the central story in this week's parsha is that Yaakov Avinu is challenged to, as it were, do something which doesn't seem so consistent with MS. He disguises himself as Yaakov. He disguises himself as Esav, and pretends to be somebody other than he really is. Doesn't seem to be consistent with our understanding of MS. In fact, the Gemara says in Makkos on Chaftal, at the very last blot of Makkos, the Gemara says that David HaMelech came and try to sort of reduce the Torah to certain principles. He reduced the Torah to 11 principles. And one of them was Emes. He darshens the Pasuk in Tehillim, which says, Lo rogal al lashonai. That means a person has no slander on his tongue. Who does that refer to? Zei Yaakov Avinu. Tichsiv, because it says in this week's parasha, Ula yumosheni obi v'yisa b'enof k'misateya. Perhaps my father will touch me and I'll appear to him as a deceiver. So the Rivon, who is the last blot of Marcus, Rashi is no longer commentating. And the Rivon, the main commentary on that Gemara says, L'rotze l'shake, Yaakov didn't want to lie. Mitchila, she'oma ulai yumosheni ovi, as it were, halavai. Maybe, hopefully, my father will touch me and he'll discover this fraud. And why am I doing it? My mother forced me, and it was through a nevuah, through a communication from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A nevuah came to Rivka and said to tell Yaakov, you've got to do this. Okay. Indeed, this was the very nisayon of Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk says, the very last Pasuk in Micha, in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chof, it says, Titen emes liYaakov chesed laAvraham. And in the same way that Avraham, his nisayon was to go contrary to his middah of chesed, i.e. the Akedah, the last and most difficult of the Asorah Nisyonis, he had to do something which seemed to be contrary to all of his middah of chesed. Well, so too Yaakov, his nisayon was exactly this, against the grain of MS, titin MS liyakov. In fact, even until modern times and more contemporary times, perhaps the person most known for his middah of MS is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrein Levracha, that in fact his sefer is called MS liyakov. Many stories about Rabbi Yaakov's adherence to MS, when he was a Rav in Toronto, he was presented with a very beautiful Kiddush cup. And sometime later, he was seen going into the pawn shop to try and estimate its value. and to get some sort of money for it. And a member of the Kehillah saw it, told the president of the shul. The president of the shul called up Yaakov and said, "What's going on? We gave you this as a sign of our affection for you, to reflect the loyalty and to thank you. And you're going into a shop to get it valued." So Rabbi Yaakov famously said that he's going to get it valued because he considers it part of his salary, and therefore he needs to disclose that amount on his tax return. That was his middah of emes. When he was appointed, the Rosh Hashiva of Torah Vadas, of Shraga Feivel, said to him, "You know, perhaps you should wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin." Many people put on tefillin, you know, if they're not Hasidish, maybe as a certain form of sidkus later in life. And Rabbi Yaakov said, "You know, the Chofetz Chaim only put it on when he was 19. He joked, "When I'm 90, I'll put it on." And that's exactly what happened. Many decades later, because of that one utterance, at age 90, he started putting on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin because he said that to Shraga Feivel. So you see, even today, that you have people who have that tremendous attachment to emes. So the question is, this week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu, how could he sort of do something which seems to be inconsistent with emes? So, interestingly, the Michtav Meliyahu, if you look at box number 4, the second box there, the Michtav Meliyahu says in Chelik Aleph, page 94, Nimtza, she'emes hu ma she'mevi l'tova l'ratzon ha'boreh. Emes is getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's seeing a bigger picture. It's doing the Ratzon Hashem. That is Emes. Yaakov Osa Armo, he seemed to do this thing which was a little bit deceitful perhaps. Aval Osa Bal Karchai, he did it against his will. Boicher V'Omnes Al Pi HaDibur, he was crying and forced into it. Al Pi HaDibur, like we saw, the Targum says it was a Nevuah given to Rivka. Lo Kivin L'Ratzonus Atzmo Klal, there was no self-interest. Rak L'Hoitzi, he had to bring about this Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sheker, the Shem Emes, because this type of Sheker, who Emes, says the Michtav Meliyahu. That is actually truth. The example I give in school is this. Imagine I'm giving a shiur in school, and I'm looking out the window, and all of a sudden, there's a Rachman al-Islam. The caretaker's running, and he says, "Help, help! There's an axe murderer after me." And 10 seconds later, I see this guy carrying an axe running after the caretaker. And, you know, there's a chase going on. And then all of a sudden, the caretaker runs into my class and he says, help me, let me hide. And I quickly put him under the desk or something. And then 10 seconds later, the axe murderer comes in and says, "Excuse me," a very polite axe murderer. He says, "Excuse me, have you seen the caretaker?" So MS would tell me, I've got to say, "Yeah, he's just hiding under here." But there's obviously a bigger picture. The Ratzon Hashem clearly is for me to point him in a different direction, point him towards a police station. So therefore, said the Michtav Meliyahu, this type of sheker is emes. That's the Ratzon HaBoreh. Interestingly, the Sefer Yireim, I came across an amazing Sefer Yireim, which is the first box in paragraph 4. He says that the posuk of Mitzvah Sheker, Tirchok, continues, V'noki v'tzadik al taharoig. And a noki and a tzadik you shouldn't kill. And therefore, the Yireim says that the Issa min HaTorah of lying is only a lie which might cause the death or the harm of an innocent person. But anything else is midrabanan. Amazing. So according to this Sefer Yireim, what is an Issa deraisa of Sheker? Only something which could bring about the Noki b'tzadik al taharoig, that could cause death or harm to another person. But otherwise, it's a mitzvah, it's an issa drabonim. However, the rabbonim do say, Chazal do say, there are certain situations when one is allowed to lie. So let's quickly go through a few of those. One is, of course, shalom. One is allowed to lie, l'man ha-shalom, the examples given are many. But the one example is the Gemara in Yevamos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself deviated from the truth in order to promote the shalom between Avraham and Sarah. The Gemara says in Yevamos Samachem with Beis, God ha-shalom, shalom is so important, she'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu shinabai, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu deviated from it, to me'akorah k'siv ha'adoni zokein. When he told Sarah that she is going to have a child, she laughed and says, "My husband is so old." And when this was reported back to Avram by HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed what she said and said, "Ba'ani zokanti," that Sarah, as it were, said about herself that she is old, that it shouldn't upset Avram Avinu that her wife called him old. More than that, We've got the Mishnah, the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says in the first parak of Mishnah Yud Beis, Hillel v'shama kiblu mehem, Hillel oim mehevi mitalmidu shel Aaron HaKoen, one should be like the talmidim of Aaron, oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. Oyev es abriyas makav l'torah. The Baal Tanura tells us famously over there, what did Aaron do? Aaron went to two feuding people, and he would go to one of them and say, you know, I spoke to your antagonist, I spoke to your friend, your enemy, and he's so regretful of the hurts he caused you. He wants to make peace with you. He's too embarrassed to go to you directly. Please, you know, forgive him. Then he goes to the other guy, says the same story, and then they make shalom. It's, the whole thing is a lie. But that was the mid of Aaron HaKohen. Leman HaShalom, one is allowed to. So one example of where you're allowed to lie, Leman, is Leman HaShalom. Another one, by the way, the when the Gemara says that there's a machlekes, the Gemara says, Muta Lashanas Leman B'divrei Shalom, and one says mitzvah. And the riff on that Gemara there, it's a Gemara in Bob Metzion, in the Daf Arif, it's Daf Yud Gimel, it's on the sheet. He says, Mistabrilon the mitzvah. Not that it's allowed, that it's a mitzvah to do it, Leman HaShalom. Other examples where you're allowed to lie are, it's a Gemara in Bob Metzion, Chaf Gimel, the base, famous Gemara, Bahani Tlas Milia Vidir Abon and Mishana B'Milayo. There are three areas where a person is allowed to deviate from the truth, the Mesechta, the Puri of Vishpiza. What are these three things? So Rashi over there says as follows, the Mesechta. Someone asks you, do you know so-and-so, such-and-such a Masechta? Even though you do know it, it's a humility to turn around and say, no, I don't know that Gemara so well, even though you do know it well. So humility is one area one is permitted to lie. Another one is in modesty. The Gemara says, what does that mean? A person to be discreet about his own personal relationships, that's a tznias. So for modesty, one is also allowed to deviate from the truth. And the last one is a shpiza, an interesting example that Rashi gives, that if a person, went away somewhere and you stayed, you were a guest at someone's home, if you go around and broadcast the wonderful hospitality that you were afforded, that might cause inconvenience or financial damage to that person, and therefore you could also lie in that respect. So three more examples: humility, modesty, and to protect someone from harm, and other examples where you're allowed to sort of deviate from the truth. Another one is to protect someone from embarrassment. And the classic example is the well-known Gemara in Ksuba, Staf Tez Zayin on Beis, Yud Zayin on the Aleph. The Gemara says, Ketzad Meraktin Lifnei HaKala. How it literally means, how do you dance in front of the Kala? But the Gemara in Ksuba says, it means, what words do you say to be Mesameh Chosn the Kala? And it's machlekes Beisham and Beisilel. Beisilel say Kalanoi v'chasudo, that you say Kalanoi, what a wonderful, beautiful bride. So Beisham, I say to Beisilel, what if she's not? So Beisilel says, gives the example, and after all it says Midvashek Atirchok. So Beisilel responds, Mishe lokach mekach ramin ashuk, someone who buys something from the marketplace. Yeshabchenu beinov, yiganenu beinov. Do you tell him it's terrible, or do you tell him, you know, you praise it? So Beis Shammai said, you praise it. The guy bought it. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So Yishabchenu Be'enov, praise it. So says Beis Hillel, or says the Gemara, Mikanom Rechachomim, La'olam Teidai Teshlodom Ureves Mabrius. That's going to cause harmony amongst people, and therefore that's the appropriate response. Okay, so you see various examples where a person is permitted to lie. One is Leman HaShalom, one is to practice humility or modesty, or to protect someone from harm or inconvenience. Another one is to protect someone from embarrassment. Lots of examples, and interesting real life scenarios about this, maybe for another time. There isn't time now, but I'll just end with a cute anecdote that often you model honest behavior. That is the best way to educate children with it. That David Kaplan tells a story that one time their parent calls up the school and lambasts the school because they were careless with other people's property. My kid went on a school trip, and they went away for a Shabbos or whatever it was, and they came back and they didn't bring back their towel. The school lost the towel, as if it's the school's fault. So the teacher ate humble pie and said to the parent, okay, we'll try and find it, we'll look, we'll see, we'll ask. Tell me, can you describe this towel? So the parent said, yes, it's a white towel, and it says Holiday Inn on it. That sometimes lessons of honesty are best modeled and taught. Okay, so there you have just a brief overview of when it may be permitted to lie. Of course, it's a big topic, and perhaps we can revisit it another time. But that is an interesting connection to this week's parsha for tonight's halacha shiur.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.